This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As mentioned in our last visit, we need Christian teachers and mentors who show their commitment by the way they live. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, Paul reminds the Christians in Thessalonica that like fathers before their own children, they lived holy, righteous, and blameless lives. In other words, they practiced what they taught and expected of their children. Paul uses three words to describe this process. The first word in verse 12 is encouraged, suggesting they need to learn how to act decisively. The next word is comforting, which indicates Paul was aware of the challenges they faced and where they were at spiritually. He realized they needed comfort when, in spite of their efforts, they felt they failed, or when the obstacles and opposition seemed overwhelming. He followed this by urging them to recognize God called them into His kingdom and glory, and they needed to press on even when the going got rough. Christians are not to be wimps. They are to courageously go forth to win the battle, no matter what they faced. Our Christian teachers and mentors should provide thorough teaching on what we need to know and believe. They should also encourage applying what was learned to daily living and model in their own lives what they expect those they are training to experience and express in their lives. Is this happening in your Christian experience? Do a reality check. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.